Continuing our visit here to Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days and Trip, I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. I'm joined by Caitlin Jonas, a five-year member of Kaler 4-H. And so I appreciate it so much, Caitlin, you're taking the time to visit with us. Tell us, how did you get started in 4-H?
My friends kind of started me out. They said it was a pretty good idea to do, and I just wanted something else to do over the summer.
And, of course, you're busy at Achievement Days. What kind of projects are you showing this year?
I'm baking, I'm doing photography, I'm painting ceramics, and just doing a whole bunch of showing around the home environment projects.
I see one of your projects is a tiki torch made out of a wine bottle. How did you come up with that?
I was just searching on the internet and I found it. It just seemed like a really cool project.
You seem to be very busy with your baking. You mentioned an apple pie earlier. Where did you get the recipe for that?
It's been in my family for a few years, so yeah. Just figured it'd be fun to try.
And have you done apple pies before?
Yes. My family loves when I bake everything, like all my pies, so I figured I might as well try.
You also mentioned cherry bars. Where did you find the recipe for those?
My grandma has a church recipe for me, and she gave it to me, and I figured I might as well try that for 4-H, too.
How do you go about preparing the cherry bars?
First, you make the dough, and then you take frozen cherries, and you put cornstarch and mix it with water, and you put that on top after you boil it, and then you dab on the rest of the dough on top of it.
Sounds like an absolutely delicious recipe. Also, you told me earlier that you're into photography. What did you photograph this year for Achievement Days?
I did a waterfall, a castle on an island, and a close-up of a picked flower.
And where did you find a castle on an island?
Near Carthage, Missouri.
Were you on vacation?
Yes.
And what kind of camera do you use for your photography?
I use a Fujifilm Finepix S for photographing.
What's your favorite subject to photograph?
Nature, like waterfalls and basically like that.
And yes, you did also photograph a waterfall. And where was that?
In St. Louis.
Now, you've been involved in 4-H for 5 years, Caitlin. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'm thinking about doing painting on ceramics, or more ceramics and canvases.
And final question for you. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience and want to know why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
It is really fun and you should totally join. It gives you a lot more to do, and when it's all done, it's totally worth it.
Caitlin Jonas of the Kaler 4-H Club, thank you so much for visiting with us here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Caitlin Jonas of Kaler 4-H, having a great time here at Hutchinson County 4-H Achievement Days and Trip. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.